Welcome to Pick Up and Deliver, the podcast where I pick up my audio recorder as I head out for a walk and deliver an episode to you while I stroll around. I'm Brendan Riley. Well, good morning, listeners. It is a chilly, windy day here in suburban Chicago. The temperature gauge said 20 degrees, and I chose to go a slightly lighter jacket because I'm going to be walking this whole time. I may regret that by the end. We'll see. If you hear my teeth start chattering, it's because it's 20, but it's pretty windy, so it feels a little colder than that. Nonetheless, I have a full day of meetings on Zoom, and so in order to keep my sanity about me, I'm getting a little constitutional in before the meetings start. So we'll see how that goes. While I'm doing my constitutional, which is also a walk to the library to pick up some reserved things, I'm going to talk a little bit about some games. Here's what I've been reserving lately. I don't know why. I've been kind of intrigued by the lore from Warhammer 40,000. And I mean, I've always been interested in it, but I've never really indulged in the written for the world novelizations, which feel kind of gimmicky. But I've been getting some of those comics and novelizations, and they're silly, but I'm enjoying them. So I'm picking up a couple of those, as well as the movie Being There, which I was watching a trivia show, and all three people in the movie knew the movie Being There, and I recognized the movie poster. It was a thing where they showed the poster without the title and said, "What movie is this?" I said it was Being There, and I realized I'd never seen Being There, and I'm like, all three of these people know this movie. I know this movie, but I haven't seen it. I feel like I should see it, so I requested it from the library. We'll see if I can get my wife to watch it. Otherwise, I'll watch it on my own. All right, down to business. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about some games I've played. That's right, it's shooting from the hip. Three at a time. I don't want to call it shooting from the hip triple shot anymore. Maybe, do I get rid of shooting from the hip altogether? The metaphor is not ideal. I don't need to talk about gun violence more. So I'm going to call it shooting from the hip triple shot today. But let's, off the cuff? Should we call it off the cuff? I don't know. If you have ideas for what I should call my quick review segment instead of shooting from the hip, I'm keen to know if I decide to move away from the gun metaphor. Triple shot, of course, is an espresso metaphor, so maybe something. All right, game review espresso, triple shot. Okay, anyway, so I have three games. If you haven't listened to this episode before, it's very meandering today. In an episode like this, I will talk about three games that I've played recently for the first time. These aren't full reviews because I've only played them once or twice. Instead, they're just first impressions. And then I will also talk about, I have been trying this year to include one game that I got out of the dust. A dusty game is one that I haven't played for a year or more. I returned it to the table, and I want to talk about that. So my three games I want to talk about today. The first one is called Gambit. Although if you were to go look for it on BoardGameGeek or you follow the link from the show notes, it's going to be called Transfer. I don't know why it was published under the title, two different titles, but the original title was Transfer, and it looks like it has some sort of mob theme. The version I found at Goodwill is called Gambit. It's an abstract game, and basically what it is, you have this pretty neat little gimmick board in between two players, and it's got a plastic tray and all of these pieces that get put on the tray. And your goal is to arrange the pieces so that you have the better setup of pieces on the tray than your opponent. And the big element of it is as you're pushing pieces in, they're causing pieces to slide off the other side. And so you're kind of pushing back and forth to try to outmaneuver your opponent. It's a pretty simple little abstract game with nice bright colors and interesting decisions to make, but very simple, you know, 5 or 10 minute game, kind of in the line of the Gigamech Quarto or Corridor type games, and probably about as compelling. I mean, not as nice. Those games are wood. I'd be interested to see a version of this game made by Gigamech in the sort of heirloom quality table or, you know, sitting out on your table quality components that look nice. That would be an interesting way to approach this game. As it is, it was fine. I had a good time with it. I don't need to play it again. In fact, I'm not going to because I put it up in a math trade that's coming up soon. So I won't have it more than, actually tomorrow I'm getting rid of it. It was fine. I'm happy to have gotten it, but it doesn't need to stay in my collection. If I'm trying to actively cull, one of the things I should do is cull games that I don't think I'm going to play a lot. and that I don't have, that don't hold a special place. Like, Sidereal Confluence isn't a game I'm going to play a lot, but it holds a special place. And when I do play it, it's very exciting. Gambit's never going to be a game like I schedule a day so we can play Gambit. Anyway, so that was Gambit or Transfer. The next game I want to talk about is Twilight Inscription. Twilight Inscription is a roll and write released by Fantasy Flight Games in the Twilight Imperium universe. And it is thematically and narratively an adaptation of Twilight Imperium. You have a series of sheets. You get four sheets, actually, so it's huge. You play a spacefaring race trying to conquer the galaxy in various ways. There's exploration, exploitation, extermination, and the other E, whichever one I'm missing there. The idea is that each time the dice are rolled, you have to decide how you're going to use them, and you have to use them in one of those four modes. There's lots and lots of little boxes to check off. Like a good roll and write, it has a plethora of combos that trigger when you roll something. And, you know, overall, it's pretty interesting as a game. I really enjoyed it. We had a very funny moment where, so I was sort of complaining through the game. I felt like I wasn't doing very well. And I try not to complain much, but I don't know, something was going on. I was just like, these dice are getting me. I'm not doing well at all. And we add up our points, and I win. And so then they all quite rightly razzed me a bit for complaining how I wasn't doing well. And we all had a good laugh at that. And then after I'd received my drubbing, then one of the other players goes, I forgot to score this. Looks like I had 7 more points. Oh, you didn't win, Brendan. So not only did I get teased for complaining that I wasn't winning when I won, then I didn't even get to win. So it was a very funny moment. We all had a good laugh. Component-wise, Twilight Inscription is pretty interesting. The player sheets that you use are all sort of laminated cardstock that are black. You know, they're sort of like space-themed. And it comes with chalk markers, like wet erase chalk markers that you use that are orange, which looks really striking, but occurs to me as a problem for later on, because when those markers start to run out, how do you replace them? Because they're not sort of standard dry erase markers. So that seems like a potential problem later. You know, as a roll and write, it was a nice crunchy experience with lots of choices and sort of more than everything else. And in that way, it does feel like what you might call the Twilight Inscription of Roll and Write, or Twilight Imperium of Roll and Write. So if you think about like games that have you doing stuff, Twilight Imperium has you doing all of the stuff. It is bigger and more bombastic and more exciting than kind of any other game, and perhaps overblown and a little lethargic for its size. Similarly, Twilight Inscription is big and overblown and does all the stuff that Roll and Writes do, but is also a bit overblown and a bit too long and maybe a bit grotesque for its size. And so the combination of those two things, I think, puts the game in the same place as the other game. So if you have Twilight Imperium and you've played other games, Twilight Imperium is the Twilight Imperium of, you know, space exploration games. In the same way, Twilight Inscription fits a similar role. It's like the Twilight Imperium of Roll and Writes. However, I don't feel like Twilight Inscription gives you the same feeling as Twilight Imperium, right? So if it's meant to be Twilight Imperium light, I don't think it meets that goal. I think instead what it feels like is a really huge roll and write. So it takes the metaphorical place of Twilight Imperium, but I don't think it fits the experience of it. So that's Twilight Inscription. A fun time, worth playing if you get a chance. Next up, we have Age of Civilization. This is a game I've only played on Board Game Arena, but I played a bunch of times within a week or two. It was a new game, and immediately some people made tournaments out of it, and so I played quite a few games of it. Age of Civilization is like somebody said, hey, what if you make a Civ game, but make it, you know, only involve like 12 turns and be really quick? And somebody else was like, yeah, okay, let's do that. And that's what Age of Civilization is. You have this tableau of cards, and there are these actions on the board. And each round, you're placing your workers and doing actions. A lot of the actions make you lose a worker. And then three times during the game, you're allowed, or once at the beginning and twice more during the game, you have to rise a civilization where you bring it up, and then that becomes your new civilization. And it gives you a sort of minor power that allows you to manipulate the cards in different ways. It's a clever little game. It involves action selection and careful management of resources and trying to figure out how to build a little engine out of just a few parts in order to maximize your points. You know, it's a fun game, interesting. I thought it was fine. I certainly wouldn't. I'm not excited to go out and buy it. I think the look of the game is pretty archaic. Graphically looks like a game from another era and fits that mold pretty well. It's fine. I'm enjoying playing it. I probably won't for a while be in a position where I'll go like, nah, I don't want to play that if people suggest it. But I'm certainly not suggesting it to people. And I'm enjoying it and getting better at it. The last game I played, first couple games I played, I just had abysmal scores. Maybe that's why I don't like it all that much. I'm not all that good at it, but it's fine. Definitely worth playing, seeing if it appeals to you more than it does to me. That's Age of Civilization, which I played on Board Game Arena. And then finally, the dusty game I wanted to mention today is City of Horror. Now, if you're a longtime listener to the podcast, you certainly know City of Horror. I've talked about it a fair amount. It is a re-implementation of a game called Mall of Horror, and apparently it works in almost identical ways. In the game, you are survivor. You control a number of survivors in a large player game, like say 5 players or 4 players. You control 2 survivors or 3 in a city, and there's zombies all over the place. And each round, one of your survivors has to switch from one building to another, and then you and the other survivors sort of tussle. First, you try to kill the zombies that are outside the building, but if there's enough zombies gathered outside, it can be a problem. So what you do instead is you throw one of the people out to the zombies to placate them. And you get votes about who's going to get thrown out, and the votes all depend on which characters you have in the building. It's a relatively simple game, actually, if you know how to play. It takes like 45 minutes. But it's fun and super mean. So it's not a game you would play unless you know you're willing to be mean to people. You want to be sure that you're going to be able to stop them from preventing your people from escaping at the end of the 5 rounds. So, City of Horror, an amusing knife fight in a phone booth, well worth playing if you get a chance. Give it a try. So, what games have you tried lately? Head over to BoardGameGeek3269 and share your thoughts over there. Have you played any of the games I just mentioned? If so, what'd you think of them? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for joining me on my walk today. I hope your next walk is as pleasant as mine was.
Brought to you by Rattlebox Games.